Breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.
Valerie Taylor is in the studio with us this morning, and she is not only an extraordinary artist and nature conservationist and diver, she's also a fantastic dancer, we've just discovered during that song. Valerie Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Oh, yes.
It's lovely to have you. Have you danced underwater?
I most certainly have.
Have you, yes.
Yes. I mean, decompression takes a long, long time. And you might as well have a dance.
You might as well, too.
You might as well.
People would know you from your extraordinary work underwater with your documentaries and your husband, Ron, of course, your late husband. Take us back to the 1960s, because there was a kind of epiphany for you, wasn't there, where you realised that the world of underwater, the beauty of it and the need to conserve it was a very pressing one for you.
Well, yes. I used to be a spearo, a spearfish. I was the Australian ladies' champion several times, and my husband was the men's, and then he was the world champion. And one day, after the Australian championships, Ron said, "I'm not doing this anymore." And I said, "I'm not either. Look at all those beautiful dead fish. We've just swum out there with a group of people and we have taken every big fish off the reef around that island. That's criminal. And we never did it again."
It's an amazing moment, isn't it, in your life? And then to realise what you did afterwards.
Yes. I can speak about it and I can tell the truth because I was there. I know what we did. I know what we're still doing. And then when we started to make a living as underwater photographers, we were very poor. We had nothing. And we used to go out on fishing boats and we would film all morning and spearfish all afternoon to pay our way. So I know what happens out there. I know what it's like for the fishermen. I know.
Well, Valerie, the thing about those fishing competitions, that are spearfishing competitions, a lot of people wouldn't realise, is that often you're sent out, part of the competition is to shoot as many species as you can, and you can't eat them, you can't do anything with them. So it's just wanton killing, isn't it?
That is correct. Mind you, it all has to be done breath-holding.
Yeah, of course.
Only are allowed to weigh in one of each species. Mm-hmm. Now, if you say shoot a red moong, you've got one species. But if you see a bigger one, he's worth more points. So you dice that one and shoot the bigger one. Mm-hmm. So it, in a way, it's a bit of a bad way to do it. But it's very popular still. I don't know what they're spearing. I hardly see big fish around anymore.
Well, tell us about your underwater photography. Take us back to the 1960s and the 1970s, because you were there. You in some ways, you were the vanguard of, along with some other big names around the globe, but of bringing people under the water to see what an amazing forest it is under there and what inhabits the underwater. How hard was it in those early days?
Well, we didn't think it was hard at all, but looking back, of course, it was very hard. The equipment was primitive and we knew nothing. Everything we did was an adventure. Every reef we went to, no one had ever seen it before. We just spent years and years exploring where no one had ever explored. And we were filming the whole time. We started off doing shorts for Movie Tone News. They paid very well. They would blow up our 15mm to 24mm or whatever and put it in the theatrettes. And then we started working for the ABC and Channel 9 doing news clips. Problem was, they only wanted big, dangerous marine animals. They weren't interested in news on a coral polyp struggling for life. Mm-hmm. But they love sharks, manta rays.
Well, you love sharks too. And I've got to say, some of the footage that you see there, you are trying to draw the sharks closer to the boat and getting up very, very close with them. I mean, it looks terrifying from where we're sitting. But what was it like being up really close to great white sharks?
Exciting.
Was it?
Oh, it's wonderful. I was there last week. I was down with a beautiful white shark at South Neptune. And It was for a show called Coast, a TV show called Coast. I've never actually, I have watched it, but I don't even know what channel it's on.
Is it scary for you?
Scary? Oh, no. It was exciting. I loved it. And, you know, it's sad in a way because I've got arthritis and the cold cripples me. And I thought, this is the last time I'm ever going to see one of you guys in the wild. And I had with me a very nice woman, marine biologist, called Emma Jensen, and it was her first shark dive. And we were the only ones. In 3 weeks, we were the only people who had a great white. And I know why, but I'm keeping it a secret.
Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast.